have, excuse me, can everyone take a seat, come join us? We hope to have many opportunities over the summer to hear from Rabbi Schechter this morning. Rabbi Schechter is going to be speaking about how can a high school boy maximize his time during high school for Limud HaTorah. Please give your attention to Rabbi Schechter.
In order to determine how to be successful in learning, you have to first define what is the definition of learning Torah. What is the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? A lot of people mistakenly think that success in learning Torah means to be able to ask a good kasha. Or when Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a kasha on the side of the Gemara and he says, Hashem Yoyreinai, God should enlighten me, I should figure out the teretz, and you figure out the teretz. So you're like God. So they think that's the highest degree of success. Limud HaTorah, or to be able to stump the Rebbe with a murderous kasha, so that's a big success in learning. That's one aspect of success, to be able to ask a very good kasha, to be able to give a very good teretz, to stump the Rebbe, okay, that's one aspect of success in learning, but that's not the main purpose of learning. Main purpose, a lot of people make a mistake, they think the purpose of learning Torah is to sharpen your mind. Learning of Torah is for people with dull heads also. It's not only for sharp minds. Talmud Torah is for Kenegar Abba Barim Dibet Torah, Chocham, Rosha. Talmud Torah is for everybody except for the Rosha. So any of that, Lishol also, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be found in the Pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Torah many times to learn Torah. It says, Ulamaratem Osam, Ushmartem Laas Osam. You should learn which are the 613 mitzvahs. Ulamaratem Osam. You should learn all the mitzvahs. Ushmartem Laas Osam. You should observe all of those mitzvahs. You look in the Rambam wrote a Mishneh Torah. The Rambam wrote an abridged form of everything that you find in the Torah Shebaal Peh. He calls it Mishneh Torah. He says, all you have to do is read the Tanakh and then read my Sefer and you know all there is to know. So the Rambam wrote, by way of introduction to the Mishneh Torah, he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic. We use those of us that don't understand Arabic use the Hebrew translation, as opposed to the Mishneh Torah itself, which was written originally in Hebrew. But the Sefer HaMitzvahs was clearly written as an introduction, by way of introduction to the Mishneh Torah. The Rambam lists off first which are the 613 mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and then in the beginning of the Mishneh Torah, he gives you briefly Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ketzorah. He gives you the brief repetition of the 613 mitzvahs, only giving in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you a short paragraph about each mitzvah. And then in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, B'Ketzorah gives you one or two lines listing off each one of the 613 mitzvahs. And then he proceeds to write the whole Mishneh Torah. And he writes it at the beginning of every section, let's say the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. There are going to be 15 mitzvahs here, so many mitzvahs aseh and so many mitzvahs loisaseh. Then you have Hilchos Chayv u'Lamazik. There are going to be so many mitzvahs here, so many mitzvahs aseh, so many mitzvahs loisaseh. By the time you get to the end of the whole 14 volumes of the Arach HaZaka, the 14th Sfarim of the Rambam, so you have completed all the 613 mitzvahs. You know which are the 613 mitzvahs. You know all the details of the mitzvahs. That's the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to try to succeed in learning all of the 613 mitzvahs. Now the Gemara tells us that one should try to learn in a balanced fashion. The Gemara says a person should try to divide his time into three parts. Lish b'mikra, one-third of his time should be spent learning Tanakh. So many people make a mistake. They think learning Tanakh is not part of Talmud Torah. Only learning Gemara with Tosfos, with Rishonim, with Rav Baruch Berg, with Shimon Shkop, with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. That's a big mistake. Learning Tanakh is for sure a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Other people think only there's only a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn Chumash. Nevi'im Ksuvim doesn't count. Nevi'im Ksuvim is for the Christians. Nevi'im Ksuvim is for us. The Gospels are for the Christians. Nevi'im Ksuvim is part of our Torah. You have to know not only the names of the Nevi'im. A lot of Bnei Torah don't even know the names of the Nevi'im. Not only are you supposed to know the names of the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, all those funny names over there. You have to know what they had to say also. So learning Tanakh for sure is part of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says one-third of your knowledge should be Shlish ben Mikra, Tanakh. One-third should be Shlish ben Mishneh. Mishneh, and the Gemara's expression means halacha lemaisa, to know what the dinim are, how to observe the mitzvahs of Torah. And then Shlish ben Talmud, one-third should be to understand how did the Chachamim arrive at these conclusions. How did they figure out these dinim based on the Pesukim and Chumash? Did they read in between the lines? Did they have Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? How did they put all the dinim together to figure out all the details? That's Shlish B'Talmud. A person's learning should be balanced. That's how the Rambam learns it then. Tosfos learns V'yoda Mishalosh Shadim Shnoisav Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mikne Shlish B'Mishne Shlish B'Talmud. Tosfos understands it to mean something else, that there's a Halacha of Tviya Sitim LaTorah. You have to set aside every day a little bit of time for learning Torah. So Tosfos says every day you have to set aside a little bit of time to learn a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnayos, and a little bit of Talmud. Then the rest of the day you can learn whatever you want. So Tosfos says that we are in fulfillment of that requirement when we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Then we say Yivarech Hashem V'yishmerecha. You say three psukim from Chumash, Yoytzei Yishlish B'Mikra, and then you say the psukim HaKorbanos, Yoytzei Yishlish B'Mikra. Then you say a perik in Mishnayos, say Zem Mekayman. Those who have a chance to say Zem Mekayman, so you learn the whole perik Mishnayos. That's already Shlish B'Mishnah. And then Shlish B'Talmud, you say the Brayser Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mishlosh Hasamias HaTanid Reshes Bem. So you Yoytzei already. Before you start Baruch Shem, you have already fulfilled Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud is just the din of Kviya Sitim LaTorah. Every day you have to spend a brief amount of time learning A, B, and C, and then the rest of the day you can learn whatever you want. But that's not the generally accepted opinion, what Tosfos says. It's usually assumed like the Rambam. The Rambam says the Shlish B'Mikra means all day long. The Rambam says if a person has to work for a living, and all he has to learn during the daytime is 9 hours a day, has to work for a living, so all the time he has to learn is 9 hours. A little bit humorous, 9 hours a day when he's not working. So he should spend 3 hours of the 9 hours that he has to learn, 3 hours learning Tanakh, and 3 hours learning Halacha L'maisa, Mishnayos, in the days of the Gemara, Yisrael, Halacha L'maisa, and then Shlish B'Talmud, 1 to 3 hours a day learning Gemara to try to figure out how we arrived at these conclusions. So it's usually assumed like the Rambam that the learning should be done in a balanced fashion. So it's very important for people your age is, number one, you have to be Mavis Sedra every week with Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Pirush Rashi al HaTorah. It's not Halacha Moshe Messina to learn with Rashi, but Rashi is fantastic. Rashi quotes so many Gemaras, there's so many Midrashim and so many Gemaras that Rashi made famous. If you know Chumash and Rashi, you've already succeeded in beginning to learn Gemara. You know so many drushes from the Torah Shebaal Peh that are based on the Psukim in the Chumash. That's fantastic. The Gemara has a din, it's a Takanas Chachamim, to be Mavis Sedra every week. But a smart idea is to be Mavis Sedra every week with Rashi. If you do it several years in a row, and you'll already know the Rashi's very well, then you can graduate and move on to some other Mefarshim on Chumash. But what's very important is, you gotta know Chumash and Rashi. We don't always follow all the Rashi's. The Ramban a lot of times will disagree with Rashi, and a lot of times Halacha L'maaseh and Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin all the time the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Chumash, or the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi's Pirush is fantastic. So you got to learn Mavis Edra every week, Chumash and Rashi. Then you have to have a little bit of a knowledge of Navi. You shouldn't just learn the Navi that they teach you in school. The school only has so many hours to teach. You should try on your own to have a Seder and Navi, to try to cover ground, to try to cover. Sometimes when we say Tehillim, when there's a war, Rahmana Litzlan, or something terrible going on, there's a Chayla. Somebody says to them, they can't pronounce the words. People don't know. You have older people with beards, and long black jets. They don't know how to pronounce the words of Tehillim. They never read a Tehillim before. Or the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Mishlei. Or the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Nevi'im Maksuv. People don't know how to pronounce the words. That's scandalous. We should become a little more familiar with the Tanakh. This is our Bible. It's not from the Christians. This is our holy Tanakh. This is what the Rabbanu Shalom gave us, the Chumash. And the Nevi'im got all from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Nevi'im with the Ksuvim was given to Moshe Rabbeinu also. It was just given to be Mefarsimet later in the days of the Nevi'im and so on. But we have to become a little more familiar with Tanakh. It's a shanda that we don't know Tanakh. Then you have to learn Halacha L'maaseh. And now it's in style that everybody reads Mishnah Berurah. Everybody studies Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. Mishnah Berurah is very hard. Mishnah Berurah is very complicated. Mishnah Berurah assumes that you know all the Gemaras already, and he's giving you a whole pilpul about how you paskan la'alocha with this shita, with that shita, with the other shita. When I was your age, we just learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You got to go through Kitzur Shulchan Aruch a few times from the beginning to the end, and then you know all the dinim, the basic dinim of Shabbos and Yontif and Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha, Hilchas Kashrus. You have to know the ABCs, and then After you'll do the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch a couple of times and you master that, then you can move on. I wouldn't suggest to move on right away to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is very complicated. When I was your age, first we did Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then after that we did the Chayyadam a little bit. Chayyadam gives you more of a picture of what's going on. He starts with the Pasuk in Chumash and he tells you what the Mishnah says, gives you a little bit of a development. And then later, after you finish the Chayyadam or the Chochmas Sodom, okay. So then you can move on to something bigger and better. So some people like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan always starts from the beginning. He always starts from the Pasuk in Chumash, what the Mishnah says, and what the Gemara says, and what Rashi says, and what Tosfos says. Gives you the whole background. The Mishnah Berurah is the last thing to learn. I wouldn't learn Mishnah Berurah first because it's very difficult. And then you have to study a Talmud. But the Mishnah has a klal. Mishnah understands a klal in education. You have to learn menakal el akavid. You have to first learn the easier things, then you move on to the more difficult things. You can't start with a young child who's just beginning. You start teaching Gemara with Rav Chaim, with Tosfos, with Rishonim. That's ridiculous. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos gives us a program how to learn with children. So it says, Ben Chomish Lemikra, when a child is 5 years old, between the ages of 5 and 10, we should teach the children Tanakh. During those years, the child will be able to absorb on the level of a child's understanding. He'll be able to absorb all the stories in Tanakh and all the ideas on a child's level of understanding, the ideas in Tehillim and the ideas in Mishlei and Eov and so on. But we're supposed to cover all of Tanakh between the ages of 5 and 10. Then between the age of 10 and 15, the Tanoim understood that the child's mind is not yet sufficiently mature to understand Gemara. So the Mishnah recommends we should teach the children Mishnayis. Mishnayis halachas psukas, this is the din. How come over here it's like this, over there it's like that? So that's already Talmud. That to understand why the din is like this over here and why it's different over there, that's already Talmud. But the child's mind between the age of 10 and 15 is attuned just to learn what the dinim are, to learn Mishnayis. It's important to have a Seder Mishnayis, to become familiar with all the concepts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. A lot of times a person starts learning Gemara, he never learned Mishnayis. He never heard of the terminology. He doesn't know how to pronounce the words. If you study a lot of Mishnayis, now it's in style, Baruch Hashem. When I was Bar Mitzvah, we didn't dream of making a Siyum on anything. My big greatness was that I delivered my Bar Mitzvah Drosha in Yiddish. Half of the kids at that time delivered the Bar Mitzvah Drosha in Yiddish. Everybody used to say over a pilpul on tefillin, so I also said a pilpul on tefillin in Yiddish. That was my big gedula. Now Baruch Hashem, Achshe Dora, the generation has improved, and people, young children at the Bar Mitzvah age, make a Siyum on Mishnayis, make a Siyum on Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, make a Siyum on a Mesichta, small mesichta, whatever, that's gewaldic. Well, we have to realize the Tanoim understood that the child's mind is not fully ripened, not fully able to grasp Gemara ideas till the age of 15. After 15, I was a little retarded, I was a little slow, so I didn't really understand Gemara till 16. At 16, I started to understand Gemara. Before that, I really didn't understand. I used to memorize. The Rebbe would teach Gemara, so I'll be able to spit back the answer, whatever the answer was supposed to be. But to really understand Gemara, you have to have a certain maturity, a certain understanding. So when people are young, there was one of the big educators in Eretz Yisrael published an essay many years ago that was entitled Al-Chet Shechaton L'Fanecha B'Chinuch HaBonim, that we're not really teaching right. We have so much time, we don't have that much time, we have so many hours a day with the children in school, and we don't teach them the right thing. We're teaching them things that are way above their level of understanding. So of course they're not going to be successful in learning. You have to teach the child the way it says in the Mishnayos, according to what age he's up to. It's not really a smart thing. We have a lot of times the parents want to brag that my child is only 6 years old, he already learns Gemara. So the parents pressure the principals in the school that they have to start teaching Gemara when the kids are still in diapers. So they'll be able to brag to the other parents, my little baby's already learning Gemara. And the principals a lot of times have no choice, they have to give in because these are the money people. They're not going to give in to the parents. They're going to send the child to another yeshiva. So each parent keeps on chiseling down. So instead of beginning Gemara at 15, They already begin at, way before Bar Mitzvah, way before Bar Mitzvah. It's ridiculous. The children don't understand anything in the Gemara. Okay, maybe you should teach them a little bit Aramaic, one page of Gemara, but the learning should really be to make sure they know Chumash well, make sure they know Tanakh well. At that age, they should learn Mishnayos. It's not yet time to learn Gemara. When you're learning in yeshiva, and they're going to teach you probably Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, they're going to teach you Kiddushin or Gitna or something, usually they're not going to teach you Megillah, Tainus, or Makkos in the yeshiva. Usually not. So those are short, easy mesichtas that you can master on your own. So if someone has time on his own, it's really a good idea that he should spend his time learning brachas. Some yeshivas, they will teach brachas. But if your yeshiva is a real yeshiva, and they're embarrassed to teach brachas, there's nothing wrong with learning brachas. In Volozhin, they used to learn from brachas till nida. They went straight from the beginning to the end of Shas. Now somehow it became a shtick that they only learn seven specific mesichtas. They just learn Yivamis and Ksubis, Gidni, Kiddush, and those four, Bava Kama, Bava Matzir, Bava Basra, that's it. Shank. Only those seven mesichtas. Some will add on the Dorim. Okay, they'll do your break, they'll add on the Dorim. And so now they change it a little bit. Yeah, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. There's an obligation to learn all of the Gemara. That's why it's important for people your age to have a sense of completion, to have a sense of satisfaction, to have a sense that you really can master Kol HaTorah Kula. You shouldn't think the Gemara has an erevin, the Gemara has an expression. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tanakh, Arucha mi'eretz mi derechova min hayam, that the Torah is so vast, it's impossible for anybody to master Kol HaTorah Kula. So how can we say that there's an obligation? Every Jewish man has an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. The answer is, so the Baal HaTanya asked that kasha. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya wrote, the Baal HaTanya Shulchan Aruch is along the same lines as the Chayyadim. He gives you a little bit of background of the dinim, and then he tells you what the Taz says, what the Shach says. He gives you a hachra, how to pass the halacha. Only in Hilchus Talmud Torah, he rewrote the whole Hilchus Talmud Torah from the beginning to the end. Because in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Talmud Torah was not really taken care of well. It's a little bit, the job that the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch did was a little sloppy. So the Baal HaTanya rewrote the whole Hilchus Talmud Torah. So he points out this kasha. How can we say that there's an obligation on every Jewish person to learn Kol HaTorah Kula if the Gemara says that it's impossible? Arucha me'eretz mi derechovim min hayam. It's so vast. It's humanly impossible for anyone to master it. So he explains that comment that the Gemara makes, Arucha me'eretz mi derechovim min hayam, goes on the omek havanas haTorah, the depth, the deepest understanding of learning. So that's impossible for any human being to master everything. You'll always come to the realization next year when you learn the same thing all over again, you come to the realization that you missed something major the first time. And then next time when you learn again, you'll find out again that you missed something very important the first time. Something that was very elementary right on the surface, that you missed it. But just to know what is the text of Kol HaTorah Kula, that's not so impossible to master. So usually in the yeshivas, you learn 10 blot a year, 20 blot a year, whatever it is that you're going to learn during the course of the year. So you have a sense of incompletion. You have a sense, we're never going to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. How is that possible? So it's a smart idea to learn the short mesichtas on your own in the summertime, whatever, to learn through Makkos. Makkos is not that easy, but it's not that difficult. And it's a short mesichta. Megillah is not so difficult. It's a short mesichta. Tainus is pretty easy. Has a lot of stories in Tainus. Brachas is a long mesichta, but most of the topics we're familiar with, how to say Kriyashma, how to daven, how to say all the different brachas anenin and so on, how to say all the different brachas, brachas amosim. So these are recommended. You should learn on your own. Furthermore, it's recommended, whatever Gemara, if it's possible. I know in Baltimore Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, the policy is, they always encourage all the boys, whatever Gemara you learn during the winter time, try to finish the Masechta in the summertime. So where I used to go on vacation, I still go there a little bit now that I come to the NCSY program, so I go to Tannisville on vacation. So years ago, there used to be a boy, happened to be a grandson of Rabbi Breuer, Zechana Levracha, from Washington Heights. So this boy used to learn in Eretz Yisrael in Baltimore in the high school. And in the summertime, he knew that whatever he learned through the winter, he has to finish in the summer. So the winter that they learned the Yivamis, so he wanted to learn with me the rest of Yivamis. The winter that they learned Ksubis, he wanted to finish the rest of Ksubis. The way around through the rest of Ksubis, Gemara and Rashi. What's so bad? People think if you don't learn with Rabbarach Ber, you don't learn with all the Maram Shifts, You don't learn with all the marshos, so you're not yotze Talmud Torah. If you learn Gemara with Rashi, it's also Gevaldik. It's also Talmud Torah. Most of the Tosfos, if you'll notice it, most of the Tosfos just quote another Gemara from another place, and they show the way the two Gemaras fit in together. If you'll cover all of Shas, you won't need most of the Tosfos. You know what? You'll be able to say the Tosfos on your own. Once in a long while, Tosfos will disagree with Rashi and give a different interpretation of the whole Gemara. But most of the Tosfos just fill in the rest of the picture by quoting another Gemara somewhere else. That's important. You have to cover a lot of ground before you're really 15, 16, that age, before your mind is really attuned to really understanding Omek, Habonos, HaGemara. So you should really cover as much ground as possible. Try to be Mavis Sedra every week with Rashi. Then you try to have a Seder in the Vim Uksuvim a little bit. In addition to what you learn in school, try to cover, have a Seder in Mishnayos every day. Have a half an hour, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour Seder Mishnayos every day is Gevaldik. And in the summertime, you should try to cover the shorter Mesichtis, which will most probably not be covered in the yeshivas. We have in recent years, there's a shtick that people, when they learn Gemara, they feel obligated to cover all the Rishonim. You cover all the Rishonim today, it's an impossibility. They have published so many manuscripts on every Mesichta. You'll get to Daf Gimel and Aleph. You'll learn a whole year, you get to Daf Gimel. You won't get anywhere. There's no obligation to learn all of the Rishonim. I remember when I was in the first year of high school, the Rebbe recommended to my father that I was doing very well, and the Rebbe just learned Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. We covered 40 blot in Bava Kamma, the first 40 blot in Bava Kamma, except for one or two Tosfos. But everything else, we covered all the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. The Rebbe recommended to my father, he should buy a Meiri for me, I should learn an additional Rishon. So my father bought the Meiri, and it sits on my shelf, and it collects dust. I still didn't use the Meiri. I don't look in the Meiri. Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos was good enough for me. When I graduated, and I got into Rabbi Soloveitchik's class, so not only did we learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, we learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam, and that was all. He wasn't interested in the Ran, and the Rush, and the Rif, and all the Rishonim. It'll take forever to master everything. You have to concentrate on a little bit and do a good job. So Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, that's mamish on the page. You got to know the Tosfos. And most of the Tosfos you can skip. You should ask someone when you're learning a Gemara on your own, you should ask someone who already learned the Mesichta, which are the important Tosfos. And the Stipler recommends this in his Sefer. He says, ask someone who already knows the Mesichta well, which Tosfos are important. On every daft, there's one or two Tosfos that are important. Not all of them. A lot of times, Tosfos will work hard to explain why this Girsa is wrong. Okay, so we already have the correct Girsa in our Gemara. It's already printed in the Vilna Shas. They have the correct Girsa. Well, Tosfos will go give you a whole dissertation about a different Gemara. How this Gemara sheds light. So when you learn the other Gemara, you learn that Tosfos. A lot of the Tosfos will work on historical issues, whether was there only one Rabbi Baba Chana, or were there two people with the same name? Was there one Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, or were there two Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser? One who lived as Man Abayis, one who lived after the Churban Abayis. So you can live without the history. You learn the story in the Gemara, so you won't know all the history. Rabbami Rabasi, there were Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, were two people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbami and Rabasi were two people who lived in Baba. So you can live without that thesis. Not so important to know. All right, after you learn enough Gemara, you realize on your own that they're four different people. That Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were students of Rabbi Yochanan, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi lived in Babel. They're four different people. Okay, but it's not so important to go through all of those Tosfos in the first time, even the second time you learn a Mesichta. It's not so important to know every Tosfos. So you should ask someone if you're learning on your own, you're learning Gemara on your own, the easy Gemaras like Megillah, Tainus, not so gefel just to learn Gemara with Rashi. It's also Gevaldik. Shouldn't just run through the Gemara, that it should go in one ear and out the other. There's no Avera if you underline something in Rashi that you shouldn't forget it. The reason why there's a margin is you should be able to write things on the margin. So let's say if you underline something in the Gemara, you come across something in the Gemara that you never heard of before. So underline it so you won't forget it. Underline something in Rashi so you remember that. So when you review the Gemara and the Rashi the second time, so you'll notice it right away. It'll come to mind right away. It's not avera to underline things in the Gemara or to write on the side the gist of what it says in the Gemara. It's not avera to do that. And There's certainly no mitzvah to read all of the Rishonim, especially now. We have so many Kisviyot, so many manuscripts have been printed, so it's not shach to even attempt to learn all of the Rishonim on any given Gemara. The Tosefta and Sanhedrin makes a statement that if the Rebbe is giving a shiur to the students, and a student asks a question, shalai min ho'inyan, he asks a question that really has nothing to do with what they're learning, so the din requires that he should apologize and say, I take back the question, shalai min ho'inyan sha'alti. I had no right to ask that question. Yes, we're learning Maseches Gittin. He starts asking something Hilchos Shabbos. What's got to do with the shiur? The Rebbe's learning Gittin, he's not learning Shabbos. And one Tana disagrees, or a Meir disagrees, and he says, no, kol ha-terakula inyan echad. Everything in halach is interconnected. You never have to apologize. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin that the Talmud has to apologize to the whole class. Why he wasted their time by asking this question has nothing to do with the topic. But we do accept the idea that Rav Meir said that kol ha-terakula inyan echad. Everything in halacha is interconnected. That's very important. What's important, what we call in all the yeshivas, everybody knows, everyone's trying to develop a derech and learning. What does it mean, a derech and learning? A derech means you have a million and one halachas in the Gemara, and you try to discern which dinim are connected, which dinim are not connected. And a lot of times, you'll have two Gemaras that use exactly the same terminology, and they're not the same. They mean different things. A lot of times you have two Gemaras, many Gemaras, where the terminology is completely different, and the Gemara is saying the exact same thing. So that's important. That's the derech and learning. Which dinim to be able to figure out in this jungle of a million and one dinim, which dinim are connected, which dinim are identical, which dinim are similar, what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule, what falls under, which din falls under the category of the other din, what's the heading, what's a detail halacha, and which dinim are not connected. That's what the derech and learning is all about. But that, to be able to develop a derech, that you have to first know the million and one dinim. You have to master. It's important to have a lot of bikiyas. In the days of the Tanoim, they used to have a big debate, which is more important, which Talmud Chacham is on a higher level, the Chorif or the Baki, the Sinai or the Oikeh Harim. Sinai is the one who is the Baki, and the Oikeh Harim is the one who is the Chorif. So you have in the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, this was a Machlokes HaTanoim, and a Machlokes in the Gemara, in the end of Harias, but the Sinai Odif, the one who's the Baki, is more important than the Oikeh Harim is Odif. So the Achrayim write that Bizmanazeh, we have all the Gemaras are all printed, so the Oikeh Harim is Odif. The Sinai doesn't have the Adifus. In the days of the Tanoim, the Torah Shebaal Peh was being transmitted orally, Baal Peh. So if you're not going to have the Bikiyas, so then a lot of the Torah Shebaal Peh will be forgotten. Today we assume that the Oikeh Harim is Odif, but still, you have to have a certain basic degree of bikiyas to be able to understand anything in Gemara. You have to know what the background of every Gemara is. So that's very important. We used to learn in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class, so he always used to say, the Gemara always has machlekes. Beit Zushanol Deviyanta, right there is machlekes b'shamim misil. The Gemara, every mesichta starts off with a machlekes. Everything's full of machlekes. Every daf in Shas has a machlekes. So he would always say, but from the fact that they argue about this, you can detect that they agree about 99 other things. So he always used to discuss what are the things that they all agree upon. And once you'll ascertain what are the 99 points that they all agree upon, then you'll be able to understand much better what this Likudas HaMachlekes is, what they're arguing about. In order to know what they agree upon, you have to have a lot of bikiyas. You have to learn more in the Mesichta. A lot of times people learn the base and the Mesichta and they start asking a Hakira. Is it A? Is it B? Hold your breath. Wait till you get to Daf Yud. Wait till you get to Daf Chav. Cover the whole Mesichta. Once you cover the whole Mesichta, you'll know most of the answers to all of the questions. Write it down. Write down your question. But don't start to philosophize before you know what the facts are. You have to have a Bikiyas in order to be able to figure out what the dinim are. That's a big ikka that's missing in most of the yeshivas today. People are so into pilpul, they're so interested in asking kashas and stumping the Rebbe, or answering Rebbe Kivega's kasha. I think that's the highest level of success in learning, to ask a murderer's kasha that no one knows the answer to, but to give a gewaldige teretz to a very strong kasha. That's one aspect. That's like the icing on top of the second piece of cake that they serve for dessert. You can live without the dessert. You don't need the whole cake for the dessert. You don't need the second piece of cake, and you don't need the icing on top of the cake. That's the icing on top of the second piece of cake that you're having for dessert. Main thing is to know what it says. What does it say in Tanakh? What does it say in Chumash? What's the din? And how did the Tanoim understand the Pasuk? How did the Torah Shebaal Peh understand? What did the Torah Shebaal Peh add on over here? Which dinim are there Isa? Which dinim are there Rabbanon? That's a basic issue. It's a basic question when you learn the Gemara. Are you talking about a din der Isa, din der Rabbanon? Whenever you learn Gemara, there are certain questions you always have to ask. Let's say, you start Maseches Brachas. It talks about Kriya Shema. The first question you have to ask is, this mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is this der Isa, der Rabbanon? So when you get to Daf Chaf, you see it's a machlokes in the Gemara. How can it be a machlokes? Isn't it an explicit pasuk in Chumash? It says, how can it be only the Rabbanon? So you have to look in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains there are certain things that are ABC. Then the Mishnah talks about Chatzos. You have to ascertain, is Chatzos a din deraisa? Is Chatzos a din derabbanon? Is Chatzos ever a din deraisa? We have a rule in the Gemara, repeated many times over in different Mesichtas all over Shas, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein deraisa Tikkun. The building blocks of halachas, even dinim derabbanon, building blocks have to be concepts that exist in halacha of deraisas. All the dinim derabbanon have to be based on concepts that exist on the level of deraisas. Even if you learn that chatzos, the Mishnah says the first Mishnah brachas chatzos is only a din derabbanon k'dei l'harchi k'sodom and aveira. Is there ever a din of chatzos that's deraisa? You have to figure out. That's a Gemara in Zohim, that there are dinim where chatzos for sure is a din deraisa. Whenever there's a din derabbanon, you have to ascertain, is any given din a din deraisa, din derabbanon? If you look, the Prima Gadam is one of the major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim and Yerideya. So the Prima Gadam, that's always the first question that he asks. Are we dealing with a din deraisa? Are we dealing with a din derabbanon? He always has the attitude that if it's not explicit in the Gemara that is based on a pasuk, then we assume it's always the Rabbanon. Mishnah Berurah often quotes that from the Prima Gadam. This din is only with the Rabbanon, therefore if there's any suffix, he would say Safik Darabana Lakulam. Many others assume just the reverse. I know when we learned by Rabbi Soloveitchik, he assumed all the dinim in the Gemara are the Araisa, unless you have a Beferish Arai, that it's only the Rabbana. Just because the Gemara doesn't show you a Pasuk doesn't mean that it's only the Rabbana. In addition to the Yud Gemamina Shatarin Adrashis Bahem, Svara is also a Mida. Common sense is also a Mida. You have to use common sense when you learn Gemara. The common sense can't be just common sense. You ask a person in the street what he thinks common sense dictates. Common sense means based on seichel of halacha. After learning a lot of Gemara, then you'll develop a different style of thinking, a different way of thinking. Every discipline has its own self-contained system, has its own self-contained logic. Chemistry, physics, biology, mathematics, every system has its own self-contained system of logic. So halacha also has its own independent, self-contained system of logic. You can't ask a kasha from common sense. Common sense dictates that halacha should not be like that. Common sense doesn't play any role in chemistry, doesn't play a role in physics, absolutely doesn't play any role whatsoever. So in halacha also, common sense doesn't always play that much of a role. A little bit it does play a role, but not that much. In order to know what's a svara, you have to learn a lot of Gemara in order to know what's a valid svara, to be able to suggest a svara in learning. It's not really right that boys think that from day number one they start learning Gemara, they're already like Tanoim. They're going to say original ideas, they're going to say svaras. You got plenty of time to begin to say svaras. You have to cover a lot of ground. The Ikar is you have to cover a lot of Bikiyas, a lot of Bikiyas. Every week you have to be Mabasedra, Chumash, and Rashi. You have to try to have a Seder every day a little bit, at least a few times a week in Mishnayos and a few times a week in Neviim, Iksuvim, to familiarize yourself with what it says in Tanakh. And if you know all the concepts, when you master all of the concepts of the Torah Shebaal Peh, you know what they are, then you'll begin to be able to say Svaras. Maybe some of you would like to bring up some issues in learning. Akshava Musa is very good. When you learn Gemara, if you cover enough Gemara, you'll cover the Agarata. The Agarata always, people make a mistake. They think that the Gemara is divided into two parts. There's Halacha and there's Agada. The Halacha tells you how you have to act, and Agada is a whole bunch of stories. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out it's not so. The halacha tells you how you have to act with pu'ulois, and Machshava tells you about what you're allowed to think, what you're not allowed to think, and what you have to think. Just like in halacha. The halacha tells you what you're obligated to do, what you're not. You're obligated to put on tefillin every day, you're obligated to daven every day, to say Kriya Shema, to shake a lulav on sukkahs. Then it tells you what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat macholos asuras, and so on. You're not allowed to talk lashon hara, you're not allowed to cheat in business. Then it tells you what you're permitted to do. The Agoda tells you what you're obligated to believe in, what you're obligated to think, what you're not allowed to think, and what you're permitted to think. Agoda is also halacha. So really, if you learn Gemara, I remember I was brought up in Pennsylvania. People consider that Chutz Lorenz. Now I live in New York, they consider Pennsylvania some foreign country. Okay. So when I was growing up, so I learned in one time, I was in Philadelphia, so in Yeshiva Ketana in Philadelphia. So I had a classmate of mine, who all the boys who wanted to continue learning went on to Baltimore. And I went to New York. My parents sent me to New York to stay with my grandparents to be able to go to Yeshiva in New York City. So after many years, I met up with one of my classmates, Rabbi Yochanan Zweig. He's a famous personality in Miami. He has his own yeshiva there. And we were talking and learning after not having seen each other for over 40 years. So he was asking me, what svarim do I look in Machshava? So I said, don't look at any svarim, just look in the Gemara. The Gemara has Agaritas. The Gemara tells you all the Machshava. All the svarim of Machshava quote all the Gemaras. If you don't have enough time to master all the svarim in all the agaritas in the Gemara, so you have to use some sifrei machshava. Okay, Maharal Miprag is very complicated, very difficult. There's certain ideas that are famous from the Maharal Miprag, but the Maharal svarim are very difficult to read, difficult to understand. Easy in machshava is Mesillas Yesharim is fantastic. They quote from the Vilna Gaon. The author of Mesillas Yesharim lived in Italy, and the Vilna Gaon lived in Lithuania, Poland, whatever, different times it belonged to different countries. He lived in Vilna. So he said, if the Ramchal would still be alive, he would consider it valuable to go by foot, to walk all the way to Italy to learn by the Ramchal. Ramchal was not alive at that time. Sefer of the Ramchal is fantastic. He has a lot of machshava, a lot of hashkofa. Kuzari is also a famous, fantastic sefer. Kuzari has the Kuzari's machshava is more accepted, more popular than the Rambam's Mor Nebuchim. Rambam's Mor Nebuchim has a lot of things that have not been accepted, but and it's difficult also. The Mor Nebuchim is written in Arabic, and we use a Hebrew translation. So for many years, the translation was very complicated. Now they have easier translation, but still the ideas are difficult. The Sefer HaKuzari was also written in Arabic, but the Hebrew translation is easier, and the ideas are easier. So the Kuzari is, they have now a Kitzur of the Kuzari. That has the more important, the highlights of the Kuzari mentioned. But you pick up a lot of machshava. When you learn Gemara, it's not right to skip Agarata. A lot of yeshivas, the Rebbe will skip the Agarata. You just learn the halacha. That's not right. A lot of times the Gemara will comment in an Agada, the Gemara will quote a pasuk, a half a pasuk from Nevi'im Aksuf. You get the impression as if the Gemara took a phrase from Tanakh out of context, not out of context. If you look in the Midrashim, you see that the Torah Shabbat Peh had a whole new understanding of the whole parsha. So it's kedai when a person is old enough, mature enough, and you have such an agarata. It looks like they took a phrase from a pasuk in Tanakh totally out of context. It will be of value to look at the Yalkut Shemoni on that pasuk to try to see what other midrashi chazal are there on the pasuk, and you see that the chazal had a whole new understanding of the whole parsha in Tanakh. When you begin, if it's too difficult, you have no choice, but it's much better to get used to the Lashonis, to be able to pronounce the words in Hebrew properly. Because if you're not going to pick it up at a younger age, it's going to be more difficult to pick it up later. Absolutely is Talmud Torah. Of course it's Talmud Torah.
Not saying the words
yet. The Gemara says pronouncing the words when you learn is Zgula for Zikaron, that it will help you remember better. And the more organs of your body get involved, if you say it out loud and you hear what you're saying, you have your lips moving, and you have your mind concentrating, you have your ears listening also, and you shock a little bit also, so all the evarim of your body are involved in the learning, so then you'll be more matzlich in learning, and you'll remember it better. But if you just read it, and you understand it in your mind, not pronouncing anything is also gewaldig. It's also, that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'hagisa. V'hagisa means to think and learning. V'hagisa b'yom v'loilam. For sure it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it's important to know the Lashon also, to pick up the Lashonis of the Talmud, not only the Lashonis of Tanakh, that's the Mamish Torah Shebichsa, but even the Lashonis of the Gemara are important.
Best
Mefarish to learn Nevi'im Aksuvim. The Chasam Sofer wrote in his Savoy to his descendants, he wants them all to master Tanakh with Rashi and Chumashim Ramban. Best is to learn Rashi on Nevi'im Aksuvim. A lot of times Rashi doesn't say anything, so you have to start fishing around. So you look in the Mitzudas, it makes life easy. The Radak is fantastic if you have time. If you have time for the Radak, okay? But you got to first start the first time around. You learn, you want to master Tanakh. So the first time around, you learn Tanakh with Rashi. Radak has a commentary on Chumash also. Many people don't even realize that. Radak and Chumash also are fantastic. He has a lot of good things to say on Chumash too. But we have so many other Mefarshim on Chumash that people neglect their Radak.
Time for one more question. I
want to
just mention, Rav Shep is here for 2 weeks. People should ask their private questions and come over. Rav Shep is around. Wants
to answer his question. Any last questions now for this topic? Yeah. How Hazara should be done. Hazara is very important. Hazara is very important. The stipple that quotes on Gemara in the Eridim. The Gemara says that a person has to review 101 times, 101 times, that's in order to be measured well. But in order to know Pasha Pshat, the Gemara seems to say there, then you have to study the Gemara 4 times. If you didn't go to the Gemara 4 times, you didn't even get a different place. You didn't even start with it. A lot of times you know the Gemara once and you think you understand it. When you read it the second time, you see that you missed something, maybe you missed something. So before you do it 4 times, you really don't begin to understand. It's very important to us. It's very important. Unfortunately, students are excited when they learn something new. Want to keep on moving on, learn something new. You have to take off a little bit. In my class, in Yeshiva, I give 4 exams every year, midterm and the final midterm. So I take off at least 2 weeks before each exam to review everything that we did. But that's very important. It is very important. Then in the summer, let's say, usually Al-Khazar, what I learned 2-3 years ago in the summertime. 2-3 years is enough time to forget everything. Azar is very important. Should make a mistake.
One last question.
The Gemara says that according to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him to arm the bomb, and then this king came. He told it over, I don't know, told it over to the state, he said, I told it over to the next time. Everybody heard it 4 times. So the Gemara seems to say, that's the way it's supposed to be. Everybody has to live right off it. 4 times in order to begin to understand what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very, very, very much.
Shkoyach.
It'll be like a short 5-minute break. And now for the next choice, the following are the choices. Connecting from afar, passion for Eretz Yisrael, that's over Josh Weinberg, developing a passion for Eretz Yisrael. And I'll be giving something on how to be a Shliach Tzibur. How to be a Shliach Tzibur, agent of the standing people, I don't know what that means. How to be a Shliach Tzibur. 5 minutes, we'll start. I assume here and right outside. I don't know. I'll try to find it. right episode. Some people actually start by the